We have the great Tzuchus, this Shabbos, we Parshas Balak. We read the dramatic story of Balak, the king of Moab, hiring Bilam to curse the Jewish people. And of course, we're familiar with the narrative. Bilam, every single time he tries to open his mouth and curse the Jewish people, not only fails in cursing them, but ends up delivering the most beautiful and magnificent forms of praise. And in one of those episodes, this is in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Pasuk says, chapter 23, verse 21, the Pasuk says, Lo hibit oven bi Yaakov, v'lo ra'a amal bi Yisrael, Hashem Elokav imo utruas melech bo. Which literally translated means, he does not look at, he, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not look at the evil in Yaakov. He sees no perversity in Israel. The Lord is his God, is with him. Utruas melech bo. So truas melech bo, some of the mafarshim understand that truas from Lashon of Reus, that he has the king's friendship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the friend of Klal Yisrael. And in the Svarim, in the Hasidic literature, they understand this pasuk to really highlight an incredible idea. What does it mean, lo hibit oven bi Yaakov? He does not look at the evil in Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the evil in Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael of Rajin, the great tzaddik, says something amazing. It doesn't say that there is no evil in Israel. It doesn't say there is no evil in Am Yisrael. But rather it says, lo hibit oven bi Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at it. So says the Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael of Rajin, so beautifully. Afilu kishe Yisrael chote, even when the Jew sins, kam kishu ba'omek ha'tahom, even when I'm in the depths, od yesh bonitzot zelokim, there is always a spark of godliness. Shaviv or shal tshuva mehav hev balibo, gam b'sha sacheit Hashem alokav imo. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. We all have faults, and we all have shortcomings. But the incredible nature of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us is that is not what he chooses to look at. Lo hibit aven b'Yaakov means HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses not to focus on that which is negative, not to focus on that which is broken, not to that focus on that which is in a state of disrepair. Lo hibit oven bi Yaakov. It doesn't mean there's no iniquity, there's no failures, there's no shortcomings in the Jew. We each have plenty of them. But the greatness of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the Ribono Shel Olam chooses not to look at that. I'm not looking at that part of you. Instead, I'm going to look at that which is beautiful. I'm going to look at that which is magnificent. I'm going to look at that which is so beautiful, pure, and pristine. And as a result, Hashem Elokav Imo. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to not focus on that which is broken and in a state of disrepair, but is able to see that which is beautiful within us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to maintain a relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to maintain a closeness. That, says the Rebbe of Rajin, is the greatness of the bracha of Bilam. Lo hivit aven bi Yaakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not look at that which is evil within us. V'lo ra'a amal bi Yisrael. He chooses not to see the perversity, the negativity in Klal Yisrael. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a choice not to look at that which is negative, Hashem Elokav Imo. He is able to maintain a relationship. God's ability to maintain an ongoing relationship with us is based on one simple yisod, focus. He chooses not to focus on that which is broken, not that which is terrible, not that which is perverse within us, but chooses to focus on the spark of godliness and the spark of beauty, which resides within each of us. This is how Hashem Elokav Imo. And I think the lesson is dramatically amazing. To maintain life relationships, you have to look for the good. We're going to start this Shabbos, the Shabbos of calendrically Shivasar B'Tammuz. Sunday we begin Shivasar B'Tammuz. We begin the period of the 3 weeks. We begin a period when we mourn all that we have lost as a people, all that we've lost as a nation. And there are many reasons why Klal Yisrael has suffered throughout the ages, some known to us, some unknown to us. But at the core of so many of our difficulties and misfortunes is sinas chinam, is hatred, is animosity that exists within our ranks. And the truth is, a lot of times in life we have difficulty with relationships with people because people do a lot of bad stuff. People behave in ways that are inappropriate. People say things that are hurtful. People do things that are hurtful. But the secret to maintaining life relationships is this pasuk from Bilam. Lo hibit aven biyakov. When you look at your fellow Jew, what do you see? Do you see all that is broken? Do you see all the terrible things that he or she has done to you? Do you see all of those things that are in a state of disrepair? Or do you choose to focus on the good? Do you choose to say, you know what, I'm looking at this person, and instead of looking at them for all their shortcomings, let me strive to find one positive thing within this person. Let me strive to find one positive midah, one positive trait. Let me try to remember one good thing that they have done. If we want to coexist with one another, we have to stop looking at the faults and that which is broken and try to isolate even just one simple good thing. You know, the Baal HaTanya writes such a beautiful idea. The Mishkan Pirkei Avos says, "Hevi mi tamidav shel Aaron." A person should be a disciple of Aaron. Oives habrios. The person has to love brios, love people. And the Baal HaTanya says, it's very interesting, because the Mishnah uses the word brios. We've mentioned this concept many times before. Bria means a creation. Is probably the most like generic term you could use for a human being. There are many better, more refined terms. And the Baal HaTanya says something amazing. He says, in order to be a disciple of Aaron, in order to love people, you have to again try to find something positive about someone. And there are some people whom the only redeeming factor you could find about them is that they walk on two legs instead of four. But says the Baal HaTanya, at least that's something. Even if the only positive thing you could say about another person is, hey, you're not a cow, you're not a dog, you don't walk on four legs, you walk on two, at least it's something. When we look at one another, we have to strive to find something positive, to find something good, even when there is clearly so much negativity. This is the secret to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us, and it's our secret in our relationship with one another. Lo hibit oven biyakov, velo ra'a amal biyisrael. There is plenty oven, there is plenty of evil, and there's plenty of perversity within all of us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses not to look at it. He knows it's there, and he has to deal with it. But he chooses not to have that to be the focus of his relationship with us. And as a result, Hashem Elokav Imo. Because he doesn't focus on the negativity, the relationship can exist. It's his secret for maintaining a relationship with us, and it's our secret for maintaining a relationship with one another. Each of us has shortcomings. Each of us has difficulties. Each of us has things that are simply not all that great. But when we look at one another, may we be zoche mirtz Hashem, not to focus on the negativity, but to work hard to try to see something positive, to try to see something good, to try to see something beautiful and holy. This has worked to maintain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us throughout the millennia. And may we employ this same strategy in building and bolstering our relationships with one another. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a guten Erev Shabbos.